there. I'm your host, Leslie Randolph. I'm a self-confidence coach for teenage girls and the self-confidence coach you wish you had as a teen. Honestly, I'm the self-confidence coach I wish I had as a teen because I know I could have saved myself and my mother a whole lot of heartache if I'd only known then what I know now. I hope to save you some of that suffering by sharing the lessons I learned late in life right here on Why Didn't They Tell Us. Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, happy people. Welcome back to Why Didn't They Tell Us. Well, you know, I am always so excited to be in a room with you. And I am coming in with very little voice, but I'm going to give you what I've got left because we've got an important topic to tackle today. I recently had the opportunity to present on a panel about imposter syndrome. And I wanted to bring the topic and the key takeaways over here for two reasons. One, I love sharing my greatest hits with you, my confidence crew, so that you can take them into your world. But also because I know that when we struggle alone with an issue, we can sometimes believe we are alone in that struggle. I see this with the teens who I have the privilege to coach one-on-one, thinking they are the only ones who feel the way that they do and think the way that they do. And I see this with all of us, believing we are the only ones who feel doubt, insecurity, or anxiety in our careers, in building our businesses, even in our parenting, believing maybe that we're, you know, out of our league, incapable or ill-equipped, or perhaps that we're just getting it wrong all the time. Can you relate to any of this? I bet you can, because I've had the honor of leading many workshops and discussions on the topic of imposter syndrome. And every time, literally every time, the entire room of women admits to feeling some form of imposter syndrome in their world. Conversations like this, panel discussions like the ones that I've had the opportunity to lead, they allow us to normalize the internal struggles that so many of us face, including imposter syndrome. And through conversations, we can collectively combat imposter syndrome. So that's what we're doing today. How does that sound? You know it sounds good. Let's go. So before we kick off the conversation, it's really important to have a definition of imposter syndrome so we know what we're working with, right? And before I share a few, I do want to take a moment and say that imposter syndrome is sometimes the symptom of issues outside of ourselves, systemic issues like sexism and racism, inequality that fuels imposter syndrome and gives us plenty of reasons to believe that it is a problem that can only be solved when we solve the world's problems. Now, I am all for changing the world, and there are so many ways in which the world needs to be changed. But today's conversation is going to focus on beliefs, the internal struggle. And this is one part of the problem that each of us can control and can go make real change in our lives right now. Sound good? All right. So how are we defining imposter syndrome? I did some research for you. And I, you know, went to Google and got you some definitions that we can work with today. Harvard Business Review says imposter syndrome is loosely defined as doubting your abilities and feeling like a fraud. Wikipedia says imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. Despite external evidence of their competence, those experiencing this phenomenon remain convinced
that they are frauds and do not deserve all that they have achieved. Wow, all of that rings true for me in so many chapters of my life. And yes, for the women that I have had the privilege to talk about this with. And I want to say that if this resonates with you, obviously, you are not alone. Like I said, every room I've presented in shares this struggle. And if that's not enough, I'm going to share some additional company you keep if you identify with imposter syndrome. Lady Gaga, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama, Natalie Portman. I mean, talk about leading ladies that have so much evidence of their competence, of their abilities and capabilities, right? Maya Angelou is another woman, another leading lady who has admitted to experiencing imposter syndrome. And she said this quote, "I've run a game on everybody and they are going to find me out." Now, I bet when I share that list of names, you're like, wait, what? They're incredible. And you can see all their gifts and their goodness and what they bring to the table. I bet there are many women in your life that would say the same about you. But the key here is for you to be one of those women that would say the same about you. And that's what we're going to work on today. Of course, I always put a Leslie the Life Coach definition for you whenever we're talking about something. And here's the one that we're going to work with as we continue today. Imposter syndrome is a feeling caused by a collection of thoughts that are rooted in disbelief of you, your ability, and capability. You know, in addition to these, you know, high profile names, I want to tell you a story about another woman that experienced imposter syndrome. My grandmother. My grandmother, when I tell you this woman was a force, like, whoa, you have no idea. She retired at the age of, it was either 84 or 86, as the longest real estate license holder in the state of Illinois. And that was, I mean, close to 16 years ago. So you have to remember that she was not only a leading lady in an industry when there were so few women in that industry, she was a leading lady in a workforce when there were so few women in the workforce. I mean, she was a trailblazer. I have clippings of her on magazine covers. But if you asked her the thoughts that she thought about her and her success, rooted in disbelief, like it was a fluke that she was this incredible success. She also experienced imposter syndrome, but anyone that knew her would be like, what? She's incredible. She couldn't see it for herself. So an easy way to identify the thoughts you think about you, those thoughts, that collection of thoughts rooted in disbelief of you, is to ask yourself powerful questions about what you think about you. Now, often we ask ourselves the question, who do you think you are? Right? And we let it be rhetorical. We just hear that very judgmental voice. And we're like, oh yeah, no, I am not cut out for this. We hear the question and we let it go unanswered. Now, I urge and encourage you to answer it from a place of belief in you, your ability, and your capability. Write a story in your mind that you love about you. But many of us don't do that. Like I said, we hear that question and we don't answer it. The same way we hear other thoughts rooted in disbelief and we don't challenge them. Now, if you think back to my definition of imposter syndrome, it's a feeling caused by a collection of thoughts rooted in disbelief of you. The real problem here is that we believe those thoughts to be true. We hear them and we're like, oh yeah, I am not cut out for this. Some of the other thoughts that could cause that feeling are, you know, someone has done it better or could do it better. I see that one with a lot of women who are starting their own business, that doubt creeps in because they're like, I'm bringing nothing new to the table. And I'm just going to say, I can't help myself. I'm going to get it out now. You bring you to the table. You are the only you that can share your message, your product, your gift in your own unique way. That is what you bring to the table. More thoughts that cause this feeling of imposter syndrome. My voice isn't important enough. Yeah, and when you think that, you probably don't speak up or share that voice. They're going to think I don't know what I'm talking about. Again, you don't speak up. I don't have what it takes. I'm out of my league. I don't know what I'm doing. So imposter syndrome is not a diagnosis or this incurable ail. It is the result of believing false thoughts about you. And while they are common, they are also optional. Thoughts always are. Our thoughts are the source of all of our suffering, but they can also be the secret to our success. Your perspective is your power, and your perspective is always a choice you get to make. Therefore, you can also choose the thoughts you want to believe about you. As human beings, we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. And so many of us are just letting our brains go on autopilot versus directing it. We practice default thinking versus deliberate thinking, right? We just hear those thoughts and let them go unchallenged. Our brains, they are stubborn machines. They are programmed to keep us safe. And your brain doesn't want you to feel negative emotion. It thinks that negative emotion is unsafe, so it tries to keep you from taking risks. And your mind, it also loves efficiency. It is like a rinse and repeat machine. So it will play so many of those same thoughts on repeat. And when you hear them in your mind on repeat, you're like, well, of course this isn't optional. It's the truth. I keep hearing it. But you are the one saying it. And just because you hear them on repeat, that does not make them true. Thoughts are always optional, which means you can always choose something else to believe. And never is that more true than what you choose to believe about you. Which means if we shift to that deliberate setting, we can start generating new beliefs about ourselves. And if the default belief has you feeling doubt, that means the deliberate belief, the more you practice it and repeat it, will have you feeling a new emotion. And you guessed it. It's self-confidence. Self-confidence is the antidote to imposter syndrome. It's doubt's Achilles heel. So the deliberate thoughts could be something like, I've got this. I know what I'm doing. I am worthy of this position. I trust myself. I am capable of success. As always, fill in the blank of a belief that you can believe, that you want to choose. And then take a moment and say that out loud to yourself. What do you feel when you think that way? Probably self-confident. Maybe some pride. Those emotions offer a very different fuel for how you show up in your world than doubt, anxiety, and fear. And that's so important to understand because your emotions are exactly that. They're fuel for how you show up at work and in your day-to-day life. Your feelings will determine what you do or don't do, which then dictates the lives we have, what we create in them. So imagine what you could create when you start believing different, deliberate thoughts about you. When you start writing a story you love. When you start believing in you. Here's the good news. This syndrome that feels so real is of your own making. That story you've been telling, it is not written in stone. You created it, which means you can also change it. After you tune in today, I hope you will start tuning into the thoughts you think about you at work, as you build that business, or as you raise your kids, or wherever it is, whatever walk of life you are feeling this imposter syndrome. Check in with those thoughts. And if they have you feeling doubt, feeling insecure, or feeling like a fraud, then I invite you to challenge them. And you can challenge them with new beliefs, new deliberate beliefs. You can also challenge them with data. For all of you questioning your position at work, I want you to remind you that you got that job. You did that. It's not a fluke or an oversight. It's evidence of your ability and capability. And for all of you that are just starting out something new, whether it's, you know, your first time being a parent, because each day of your child's life is the first time you've ever had that day, right? Or if you are starting a new business or a new school, whatever it is, then I invite you to just believe in you and your ability to be a success. That's a choice that you can always make. I hope you do. My friends, why didn't they tell us that we all feel like imposters in some walk of our lives or part of our worlds? And it's not because we're ill-equipped, incapable, frauds, or failures. It's because we believe a false narrative about ourselves. Luckily, we are the ones writing it, and we can rewrite it too. I know you can, and I hope you do. I'm cheering you on for all of it. Till next time, my friends.
Love what you hear? Well, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at confidencecoachforgirls.com. That's confidencecoachforgirls.com. Or email me at lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. That's lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you.